Support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gym here in Grand Island Northwest. It's time for semifinal number two of the C19 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament between the Kearney Catholic Stars, the number two seed, and the number three seed, the Gibbon Buffaloes. Doug Goodell, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The winner of this ball game comes back Thursday night to take on the third-ranked team in the class, the Minden Whippets. Minden had their hands full in the first half tonight, but used a big third quarter and some very tough defense to finally put away Wood River 57-40. That game was tied at halftime at 16, but Minden outscored Wood River 27-11 in the third quarter of play to post the victory. Carson Bloom, 19 points, 15 for Derek Kissinger, and 10 for Ben Peterson. For Wood River, they were led by Riley Egger with 11 points and 7 rebounds, Cooper Wissing, 9 points and 6 rebounds. Early in the year, Gibbon fell to Kearney Catholic on the Stars' home court. It took a little while. It was kind of a methodical game. The Stars just continued to pull away in that contest, and finally in the fourth quarter ran away and won it 56-37. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here at Grand Island Northwest Rosencrantz Gym. And time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off, for the Kearney Catholic Stars, they are the visitors because they're on the bottom half of the bracket. Number 12 is a 5'8" junior, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 21 is a 5'10" sophomore, Brian Hoosman. Number 25 is a 6'2" senior, Drew Butler. Number 30 is a 6-foot sophomore, Alex Leith. And number 34, 6'2" sophomore, David Squires. Head coach of the Stars is Don Leith, assisted by Justin Moore, Adam Leith, Caleb McCorney, and Scott Carlin. They come in with a record of 16-6 and are ranked 8th of the state of Nebraska in Class C1. Now for the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 4 is a 5'11" sophomore, Brett Benfeld. Number 5 is a 6'1" freshman, Riley Reinertsen. Number 10 is a 5'8" sophomore, Nick Fulmer. Number 15, a 5'8" sophomore, Luke Schuster. And number 34, a 6'4" senior, Caleb Cranow. Head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Anderson, assisted by David Benge and Travis Frew. Gibbon is 9-11 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on-site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your seed leader. Give it to the home white, the Stars of the traveling green. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip fought for And it's going to be Riley Reinertsen to grab the loose basketball. Gibbon will win the opening tip. I'm not sure that Kearney Catholic could have won that. The man, Brian Hoosman, that made the tip actually was trying to fall on the bar in the circle. Reinertsen down low, tries to force the shot, has it blocked back into his hands by Drew Butler, and they'll get it cleared out. Now reset it for Reinertsen. Riley can score 30 points a game if he needs to, but usually gets off to slower starts. At least that's what we've seen in the games that we've covered for Gibbon, and then tries to kind of bring his team back, which he can. Man-to-man defense here for Kearney Catholic. Obviously, Gibbon's going to want to slow the pace down of this basketball game, and one of their best players, Logan Rivera, will come off the bench. For the Stars, a player that really got good in the last month, Abe Clinch, injured his ankle Thursday and is out. Three-pointer on the way. Reinertsen, no good. Rebound brought down by Drew Butler, and Gibbon's going to need a few of those shots to go tonight if they hope to hang in this basketball game. Squires with it on the left wing. Looks like Gibbon's going to play zone. Fitzgerald for three, and it wedges between the rim and the backboard. And that's a jump ball. Kearney Catholic will get to keep the possession on that jump ball. And so the Stars will get it underneath. Over a minute into the ball game, looking for our first points. And Butler to throw it in underneath. The Stars will box the lane here. Drew kicks into the left-hand corner to Squires. Guarded out there by Schuster. Try to set up Butler for three. He'll throw through the lane. It's deflected, but ends up in the hands of Fitzgerald. Now back to Squires. Left corner three. Going to be short, no good. Rebound brought down by Fulmer. Fulmer will move the ball up the floor and then slow it down when Alex Lease gets in his way. Wait for the traffic to go by, and Gibbon will set it up with Brett Benfeld. Both teams full of sophomores, but a lot younger, it appears, for Gibbon. It just appears that way with their experience. They had some other kids playing last year as Fulmer fakes the jumper down to Bedfeld on the low block, throws it off to Crane out, puts it off the window, and scores. And Gibbon has the first points of the basketball game, 2-0. So just like the game with the Wood River and Minden, starting out slow and Wood River hanging around, now Gibbon hanging around, but Squires will dice his way down the lane and score. He gets the assist to him, a nice pass, and it's 2-2. Up the floor come the Buffaloes. Crane out. Trying to post up down low on Squires. Into the right-hand corner to Fulmer. They get it into Cranow. Double-teamed, and he walked with the basketball. As he turned around, he ran into that double-team, not expecting it. And we have our first turnover of the game. And Tyson Colling will check in for Alex Lease with 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. So Butler will take the inbounds pass, give it back to Colling. You will see a lot more substituting tonight from Kearney Catholic than you probably will at the other end, and a nice pounce into the pass into the backside there to Hoosman, and Brian will lay it up and in. Just kind of a quick flick of the wrist from the right wing to the low block on the opposite side, and now trouble getting it across the timeline. Gibbon still in the backcourt. Crane now makes a long pass to save it to Benfeld. 2-on-2. Brett brings it in, and he got fouled. Brett was going to try and put up a little fadeaway jumper, and just as he went into the air, he got shoved, and Brian Hoosman with the first foul of the basketball game. Given ball underneath their own hoop, and Fulmer to throw it in. Gets it into Benfeld right underneath the hoop, but he missed the short little bunny. Cranow got the rebound, missed another one, and the rebound brought down by David Squires. Given missing a golden opportunity there, the Stars want to run, and a charging foul on Hoosman. Two quick fouls as he ran over Fulmer. He had a one-on-three with an outlet in the corner in Colling, and he was going to throw it to him all along, but he didn't stop in time. And the foul on Brian Hoosman, his second. He'll come out, and Alex Lease will re-enter. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Kearney Catholic 4, Gibbon 2. And the ball comes into Riley Reinertsen, and they're pretty confident that he can bring the ball up, even if they're going to try and double and maybe triple-team him. Spins, comes across the timeline here. Stars try to use a little double trap on him, and he throws it away. Second Gibbon turnover. Down the middle of the floor, Alex Lease. Lease, little runner down the paint, hits the front of the rim, no good. Tapped out of bounds by Lease. It'll be Gibbon ball. Stars didn't fill the passing lanes that time on the fast break, and so Lease ended up taking it all the way to the hole and couldn't finish. Full court pressure put on by the Stars, and Gibbon needs to head up the floor, not side to side, and they do that here. Up the floor to Fulmer, and then Fulmer caught it, saw the open floor, and took off without dribbling. So three quick turnovers for Gibbon, and here come those multiple substitutions for the Stars, as we told you would happen. Robbie Yoakum, Connor Streit, Brett James all come into the game. Squires is going to stay in the game, and so is Drew Butler. Butler, the only senior with Robbie Yoakum coming off the bench. Senior starter Yoakum coming off the bench. Creighton Pierce injured all year. Has been with the team all year and just hasn't been able to play. Yoakum fakes the three into the corner to Squires. Squires holds the ball above his head. Takes a couple of dribbles up top. Butler. Butler, quick three, is up and in. Ruth Butler drains the first three of the basketball game, and that'll make it 7-2 Kearney Catholic. So after the Buffaloes got the first bucket, the Stars have got seven in a row, and we are midway through the first quarter, and trouble for Gibbon dribbling into the front court. The ball goes out of bounds off of a Kearney Catholic foot, and Gibbon will maintain possession. But they got a nice look right away to start the game and have not been able to score since. And now we've got a foul on the inbounds pass against the Gibbon Buffaloes. They're going to say that Caleb Cranow shoved off to try and get open, and that'll be the first foul on Gibbon. Ball will come back over into the hands of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Yoakum to James. James trying to get through the double team, back out to midcourt. Yoakum dribbles to the top of the circle, back to James. Play and catch with those two as the rest surround the three-point arc. Posting up on a high post is going to be Connor Streit. Now down on the low block, they get it to Squires, who puts it up and in. Squires, a little contact when he caught the ball, set himself, didn't force it, and then got a nice shot up and in. His second bucket, 9-2, Kearney Catholic up by 7. 3.5 to go, first quarter of play. Fulmer up the floor, get it to Benfeld. Benfeld off a couple of picks to the right side of the key, hounded there by Brett James. And where is Riley Reinertsen? He's been sneaking around down on the baseline here and isn't even touching the ball. There's a back cut. Cranow tries to get to him, but as Cranow spins, he walked with the basketball. They were trying to make Kearney Catholic lose Riley Reinertsen, but it didn't happen, and they turned it over. And a timeout will be called here by the Buffaloes. With 3:14 to go in the first quarter of play, it is Kearney Catholic 9 and Gibbon 2. We'll be back right after this timeout.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gym. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rocky Allman and all the fine folks here for their hospitality at all the semifinals and finals last week from here on the girls. Now this week, the boys. Minden has already eliminated Wood River, 57-40. Here, a long three, Alex Lease out of the timeout is going to be off the mark. No good. Caleb Cranow with his second rebound. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-2, Kearney Catholic. Reinertsen brings it up, has an open look from the free throw line, but it's in and out, no good. Alex Lease with the rebound. I think you just always expect it to go in when Reinertsen shoots, and now Reinertsen with a foul. He was going to poke at the ball just at the time Alex Lease started a crossover, and for Riley, that'll be his first personal foul. Logan Rivera has checked into the ball game for Gibbon. So you've got Benfelt, Reinertsen, Rivera, Cranow, and Fulmer. Kearney Catholic has it with Tyson calling. Over to Yoakum. Robbie fires the three and got it. Robbie Yoakum hits the second three of the ball game, and Kearney Catholic has scored 12 straight, and they lead it 12-2. Up the floor, Benfelt. Benfelt trying to fill. Gives it off to Reinertsen. Reinertsen right elbow, and he gets it to Fulmer, who made a cut and then came back to get it. And another travel on Gibbon. Haven't seen the last two or three that have been on the other side of the floor, but Gibbon must be trying too hard to rub off the screens. And back into the ballgame, Luke Schuster. Ravenna 60, Burwell 33. A final from over at Kearney Catholic tonight in C2 action. Right now the Stars looking for more here. They'd like to put this one away early, which would be different than the last time. And Lease walks, stepped through the double team, and then lost his balance. That'll be the first turnover for Kearney Catholic. 12-2 Stars, 2:13 to go here in the first quarter. Again, in our first game tonight, it was 16-all at the half, 8-3 after one. And now Reinertsen being double-teamed to the backcourt, makes a baseball pass down to Rivera. They've got Benfeld underneath the hoop. He puts a little fake on, up and in, draws the foul. What's the official going to do? He's going to count the bucket. Had a chance for a three-point play here. Brett James got back there to make Benfeld think about it. But then he committed the foul when he went up for the shot. And for James, that'll be his first, team's third. And back into the ball game, Drew Butler and Connor Streich for the Stars. So Yoakum, Butler, Lease, along with Streich. And the free throw is up and no good. And Fitzgerald's in there as well. Rebound brought down by Butler. 12-4. That snaps the 12-point run of the Stars. Yoakum drives on Rivera. Rivera got rocked back on his heels and ended up being called for the foul. First foul on Logan Rivera. Third team foul on Gibbon, evening the fouls up here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Butler looking, has to go to his outlet. Lease out near midcourt. Alex to the right side of the key. Stops and kicks it back to Fitzgerald. Lease back at the top of the circle against the Gibbon matchup zone. They've been playing 1-3-1. Now they've been trying to go a little triangle and two as Lease drives. Shot no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the green and goal to Kearney Catholic. And over to the Gibbon Buffaloes. And don't forget, the winners meet Thursday night here on Classic Hits. Friday, we've got more basketball girls district finals. Ravenna Crofton here on Classic Hits. Amherst Kennesaw on ESPN 1460. Into the front court with it is Luke Schuster. They broke the press but could not attack the basket. Schuster gives it back out to Benfelt. Stars are leaning on him. He needs some help. Finds Rivera underneath. Cranow got fouled before he could make the layup. Stars were overplaying the ball so much that if Gibbon can get past that pressure, there's going to be a layup every time. Cranow was fouled, but he was not able to get the bucket to go before the foul, and Connor Streich, his first foul. And now Gibbon throws it away on the inbound. That's a killer. Gibbon could have just as well got a bucket, and it didn't happen there. So it's 12-4. A minute 18 to go in the basketball game's first quarter. And Stars with the basketball. Into the front court they go. Left-hand corner, they'll go to Streich. A little smaller lineup here in the last couple of minutes. Squires has been on the bench for quite a while. Lease tries to drive the baseline. Puts up the forced jumper. Off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen tries to get it to Cranow. Overthrows him. A turnover. The Stars have a layup. Connor Streich picked it up and said, thank you very much. The seventh turnover for Gibbon. Benfeld in the backcourt. Stars are fighting off the pick. The ball's knocked away. Another steal is made. Kearney Catholic to Lease. Lease is going to put it up. Got fouled by Cranow. And Caleb Cranow with his second personal foul. Two free throws coming up. Alex Lease looking for his first points. Five different players have scored here in the opening quarter for Kearney Catholic. 39 seconds remain. 14-4. And the free throw by Lease. Takes his time, puts it up, and it's bouncing around. No good. Checking back in, Tyson Colling. And on the other side for Gibbon, Nick Fulmer. And the big fella Cranow getting his second foul there. Comes out for a little extra breather. And out the second free throw for Alex Lease. And Lease takes his time again, puts it up, and that one's through. And now Lease will check out of the ball game, and Squires will re-enter. 15-4, Kearney Catholic with the 11-point lead. And Gibbon will face full court pressure. Reinertsen to throw it in. Gets it to Benfeld in the corner. Immediately on him is going to be Connor Streich. Benfeld comes to the middle of the floor looking for a pick from Rivera, who sets one. And up the floor, Benfeld gets across the timeline. Gives it off to his teammate, Fulmer, who gets it underneath to Rivera. And Rivera's going to lay it up and in. So again, you break the press, then you have the numbers. Here come the Stars quickly the other way. Butler lost the handle for a moment, has to slow it down. And so with just 15 seconds left, Kearney Catholic will play for the last shot. Ball between the circles. Butler's got an open three, so he takes it and he hits it. Three-pointer for Drew Butler. Still a little time on the clock here. 2 seconds, 1 second, and from three-quarter court, it's just heaved the other way. Off the glass of the rim by Nick Fulmer, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic hits three threes in the first quarter and forces eight Gibbon turnovers. And after one, Kearney Catholic 18, Gibbon 6 on Classic Hits.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
And we're back at Rosencrantz Gym. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we start the second quarter of play. Gibbon has the basketball with pressure in the backcourt. Outlet pass knocked away by Squires, and the Stars trying to force the pace of this ball game. Oh, and a foul going to be called. One official had the ball out of bounds. The other calls a foul on David Squires. That'll be his first of the ball game. And 15 foul. And on the inbounds, the ball knocked away again. Paul Reinertsen wants him to get his hands off. You hear it from the fans, and now Coach Reinertsen saying, get him off. Another score for you on the other side of this district, Ord 66 and Valentine 52. The second game there will be O'Neill and Ainsworth. The winner of that district sub-district plays the winner of this sub-district on Monday night at a site to be determined. Given with the basketball, 7:35 to go first half. They get it into the paint to Rivera. Spin move, nice shot off the window and in. Logan Rivera with his second bucket. It's 18-8. Kearney Catholic leads it by 10. In the first quarter, given 8 turnovers, Kearney Catholic 1. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic 3 of 6, given 0 of 1. Free throws, 1 of 2, the Stars 0 of 1 given. Here is Strike. He puts up a runner that's off balance and won't go. The rebound brought down by Nick Fulmer. Each team had 4 rebounds in the first quarter. Drew Butler, a couple of threes, leads the scoring with 6. Reinertsen in the paint. Squished. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Squires and then stolen away underneath the Rivera, who puts it up and in. Logan Rivera. He's a great talent if he can keep it under control. And a baseball pass to the other end is turned over again by Kearney Catholic. Given the Gibbon fans reason to make noise, 18-10. And Reinertsen brings it into the front court. Swings it over to the right side. Gets it into the hands of Luke Schuster. Back to Reinertsen. To Rivera in the right-hand corner. Takes the 12-footer and got it. Logan Rivera with 3 straight buckets to start the second quarter. And the 12-point lead has been cut in half, and at the other end, a blocking foul called on Gibbon. The blocking foul is going to go on Brett Benfeld. That'll be his first, and the team fouls are even at 5 apiece. 18-12, Kearney Catholic. They come in at 16-6, and Gibbon at 9-11. Gibbon was 7-5 at one point this season. Kearney Catholic with a basketball. Inbound it in the front court to James as they made the substitutions again. Hoosman at the high post to James. Right-hand corner to Yoakum. Yoakum looking down to the baseline. Alex Leese back out to Yoakum. James top of the circle. Reverse it left side to Butler. Out to Leese. Long three. Alex Leese got it. Barely rippled the net. Alex Leese with his first bucket of the ball game. And it's 21-12. Kearney Catholic has hit some threes here early. And that's the difference. A reach-in foul, knocking down Nick Fulmer on the dribble at the other end. Again, Abe Clinch out tonight with an ankle injury. He's got a boot on that ankle, injured it in practice last week. And the foul on Kearney Catholic is their 16th foul, and it's the second on Brett James. Given ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into Rivera. Logan on the low block, trying to take his man one-on-one. Got Yoakum in the air, up and under move, and it's good. 10 points for Logan Rivera. 21-14. He's got all 8 per quarter here for the Gibbon Buffs, and that might open up something for Reinertsen as the pass at the other end. His tip falls into the hands of Hoosman. Missed the short one, got it back, and draws the foul. So Hoosman is headed to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here after he got his own rebound. And the foul is going to be on Nick Fulmer, his first. And the free throws for Brian Hoosman will be his first of the ball game. Hit a bucket to start things off here tonight for the Stars. And the free throw is on the way and in. 22-14, Kearney Catholic into the ball game for Gibbon. Comes Ryan Newyear calling, and Fitzgerald in for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now for Hoosman. Rivera has come out for Gibbon, and the free throw good. So Hoosman got them both, and it's 23-14. Kearney Catholic leads it by nine. Ball gets into the front court, knocked away by Butler. There's a collision. The ball's turned over. Gibbon's first turnover of the quarter. Butler at the other end puts the layup up and in. He's got 8 points. 25-14, and in the backcourt, a foul is going to be called on the Stars of Kearney Catholic. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot a one-and-one. It's going to be on Tyson calling. And at the line to shoot the one-and-one will be Luke Schuster. Coming into the ball game for the Stars will be Connor Streit. And let's see if Gibbon can knock down free throws tonight. Free throw is up and in. Schuster will get the bonus. 25-15, Kearney Catholic. After the Buffaloes got a hot start to the second quarter, Kearney Catholic turned it around a little bit. Second free throw also good. So Schuster hits them both. 25-16, Kearney Catholic. 5 minutes and change to go here in the second quarter. We've already had quite a bit of scoring, and the ball knocked away. Stars have turned it over three times here in the quarter, and then it's ripped right back from them. Hoosman comes in, double-clutch shot, no good. Ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Nothing easy in the postseason. You've got the underdogs like Wood River was in the first game tonight, Gibbon here in the second game. Nothing to hold back on, bringing out that extra energy. And what's going to be the last game of the year for somebody here tonight? As Reinertsen draws the double team in the backcourt, then lobs it into the front court to Fulmer, who dribbles it off his foot. It goes into the backcourt for an over and back. So three straight turnovers now for Gibbon. And Ryan Milks is going to check in. And Fulmer's going to come out for a breather. So out there on the floor, you've got Newyear and Reinertsen and Milks and Fulmer. And Benfeld, Kearney Catholic, nice play inside, but Strike got too close and hit the rim on the way up. And the rebound was brought down by Newyear, and he'll get his first of the ball game. Up the floor, transition, shot on the way, Benfeld, no good. We're going to see a foul called, and Benfeld's going to go to the line to shoot two. Let's see who the foul was on. As Benfeld. It's two, and the first one is up and in. 3 points now for Brett in the ball game. The foul was on Alex Lease, his first. Eighth team foul here on Kearney Catholic. Second free throw. Benfeld puts it up and in. So he hits two in a row this time, has 4 points. 25-18, Kearney Catholic leads it by seven with 4:15 to go in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. We'll recap the first half stats, look back at Minden's win over Wood River. We'll talk with Minden coach Shannon Lovin at halftime as well. Right now, Kearney Catholic going to spread the floor a little bit here and try and get some matchups against this zone defense that Gibbon is trying to put on him. Fitzgerald drives, tries to kick it out to Lease. Alex has to run it down near midcourt, drives to the top of the circle, fires it off with a jump pass to Butler. And again, they're trying to bring everything up high and get somebody down low loose, whether it be Squires or whether it be Hoosman. And now the ball gets loose on the floor, diving forward. It's a scramble, picked up by Butler, trying to get it to Squires, and stepping in front to make the steal is going to be Newyear. Nice play by the Gibbon defense. And then a travel at the other end. Kearney Catholic so quick. When Gibbon looks like they're going to have an open shot like they did there in transition, somebody goes flying by them, and they do that double clutch and the double take and end up taking that extra step. Logan Rivera returns now for Gibbon. 3.5 to go first half. Kearney Catholic 25 and Gibbon 18. Fitzgerald pulls up for the open three. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound is pulled down by the Stars. Squires throws it back out top to Butler. They'll rotate it back to David. Right-hand corner for three. It's off the heel. No good. And Logan Rivera grabs his first rebound. Rivera with a game-high 10 points right now. And again, Riley Reinertsen has yet to score here for the Buffaloes. Rivera out right side of the key beyond the arc. Looks for the cutter. Milks is covered. Back up top, Reinertsen. Riley one dribble. Thought he had a guy and then throws it right to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald up the floor, 3-on-1, makes a good no-look pass over to Butler, who lays it up and in. 10 points now for Drew Butler. 27-18. That was a key possession. Gibbon had a chance to cut it to 5, and then the play didn't work, and Reinertsen made a mistake, which you just don't see him make much. But you got to remember, he's just a freshman. They start a freshman, 3 sophomores, and then Cranow is a senior. McHale's been down basically this whole quarter with those 2 fouls. And Gibbon will take it out at midcourt. Toss it into the backcourt to Reinertsen. It's about the same all the time. They never really attack the basket when they inbound it at midcourt. Now they try to attack it. Benfeld, a little miscommunication between Reinertsen and Benfeld. They look at each other, and a timeout going to be called here by Gibbon. 2:30 to go in the first half of play. It's a 30-second timeout. Kearney Catholic 27, Gibbon 18. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Gibbon.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Crown Island Northwest High School for continuing coverage of the C19 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. 2.5 to go here in our first half. Kearney Catholic 27, Gibbon 18. The winner will play Minden on Thursday night. 57-40 winner over Wood River. Other scores, Ord a winner over Valentine, 66-52. In C2, Ravenna took care of Burwell, 60-33. Butler for 3 all the way down and then kicks back out. No good. Logan Rivera gets the rebound. And then on his outlet, a travel going to be called on Gibbon. Kind of really it was a 3-on-1, 4-on-1. Coach Reinertsen wanted an explanation, and that is the 15th turnover on Gibbon. It's enough to get Coach Reinertsen off the bench and grab the ear of the other official. Well, we got a 3-man crew here in the Todd Rosno group. Stars have it open 3. Butler's been hot, but not these last 2 times. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Benfeld, and he's going to cover it up. Now he's trapped in the backcourt, needs help, tries to throw it off a leg, and it worked. He goes out of bounds off Kearney Catholic, but I think it ricocheted about 5 times. There were 2 stars. It went off of Lease. It went back off of Benfeld. Then Lease thought he could grab it before it went out of bounds, and that was not the case. So the ball will come back over to the Gibbon Buffaloes, and Riley Reinertsen into the front court. Gives it off to Rivera. They could use a little run here to end the first half, get themselves back in the ball game. Rivera with the dribble out top on Squires and a 5-second count. I don't even think Rivera was thinking about that. He was hoping that he could take Squires off the dribble about 25 feet away and a 5-second call. So Gibbon's been close. They just haven't been able to get that real key bucket since the beginning of the second quarter. They were down 12. They cut it to 6, and the Stars took it back out to 11, and right now it's at 9. Fitzgerald with it. Skip pass right side, Butler. 1:10 to go here in the first half. Over to Squires on the right side of the key. Lease trying to get inside now. Skip past Fitzgerald. Wide open for 3 in the left-hand corner. Will not go. Stars have missed 5 in a row, and then it goes right off of Gibbon out of bounds. Second chance opportunity for the Stars. Yoakum comes in with 58 seconds. And for Gibbon, it'll be Nick Fulmer. So you got Yoakum, Lease, Fitzgerald, Squires, and Butler out there for Kearney Catholic. Gibbon out there defensively with Benfeld, Reinertsen, Rivera, Fulmer, and Schuster. Pass comes to the high post to Squires. Squires walked with the ball. He moved both of his feet. Didn't call it. Kick it out for Lease. A 3, no good. Rebound, Yoakum. He'll take the jumper. In and out, no good. And then a fight down low trying to get the rebound. And the foul's going to be on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on Keegan Fitzgerald fighting for a rebound. And that'll be the first on Fitzgerald. And coming into the ball game will be Connor Streit. A 1-1 coming up for Luke Schuster. He hit a couple earlier in the game. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Drew Butler. Butler with the basketball. He's got three boards to Squires. Up ahead, they've got a two-on-one. Now a three-on-two. Squires, nice pass. Yoakum, layup, good. And that's the way you execute. And the Stars are back up by 11. 30 seconds to go in the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Reinertsen tries to slow it down. Front court with 20. Riley swings it right side to Fulmer. Fulmer, a couple of dribbles. Gets it to Schuster. Down to 12 seconds. Schuster against the man-to-man. Gets it to Rivera. Rivera, top of the circle. Takes a dribble back. 5 seconds to go. Over to Reinertsen. Long three off the heel. No good. And we are at halftime. And Riley Reinertsen shut out in the first half against Kearney Catholic. A lot of threes being put up there by the Stars. They missed their last six, but they still have the lead at halftime. Your score, Kearney Catholic 29, Gibbon 18. You're listening to the boys C19 Subdistrict on Classic Hits, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report next.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Your score at the half is Kearney Catholic 29 and Gibbon 18. We'll take a look at the first half stats for you here in just a little bit. Earlier tonight in game number one, it was Minden pulling away from Wood River and winning that ball game by a score of 57-40. It was a game that saw poor shooting from Minden in the first half, where they shot only 27%, and they changed that in a hurry in the third quarter. They put up 27 points in the third quarter after getting 16 total in the first half. We were tied at 16 at the half, and Minden went on to win this one 57-40. 19 points for Carson Bloom, 15 for Derek Kissinger, 10 for Ben Peterson. One of the differences as well, Minden was 1 of 11 from three-point land in the first half. Then they were 4 of 7 in the third quarter of play. Wood River was led tonight by Riley Egger with 11.7 rebounds, Cooper Wissing 9.6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. But Wood River had 32 turnovers in the basketball game, 19 of those in the second half, and there's no way you can keep up with Minden turning the ball over that much, and that helped Minden get to those 27 third quarter points. So Wood River ends the year at 12-11. Minden improves to 19-2, and will play the winner of this game Thursday night at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits, pregame at 6:50. A couple of other scores that have been sent to me. It was Ravenna defeating Burwell 60-33, and Ord defeated Valentine tonight 66-52. Coming up in about 15 minutes here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on St. Paul. And again, that's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We've got more basketball, not only Thursday, but on Friday as well, as we will be bringing you girls district championship action. A trip to the state tournament is on the line in D1 on ESPN 1460. The Amherst Broncos will take on a team that has been to state a couple of times recently in Kennesaw, and we will have that for you from Gibbon on Friday. That gets underway at 7 o'clock on ESPN 1460. We will also be bringing you basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 from Columbus Lakeview High School as we get ready for that long trip over between the Ravenna Blue Jays and Crofton, two of the top teams in Class C2. That will also tip off Friday night at 7 here on Classic Hits. Now, next week, Monday is the Class C Boys District Final. Tuesday, Class D District Boys Championship games. Saturday, by the way, we will be bringing you the Kearney High game against Millard West out from North Platte High School, and we will have that contest for you coming up this Saturday. Right now, the halftime score is Kearney Catholic 29 and Gibbon 18. We'll be back with the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers. First of all, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Logan Rivera leads the team with 10 points. He got the first 8 points. In fact, he got all four field goals for Gibbon in quarter number two. The problem was Gibbon didn't have a field goal in the last 5.5 minutes of this basketball game. They all came quick, but he's got 10 points, two rebounds. Brett Benfeld, 4 points and a rebound. Riley Reinertsen did not score. The first meeting between the teams, he made two free throws in the first half and ended up with 13 points. He does have one rebound. Nick Fulmer has a couple of rebounds. Luke Schuster has 2 points. Ryan Newyear, one rebound. And Caleb Cranow, 2 points and two rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter of play. Five in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first quarter and 4 of 5 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in each quarter. Turnovers, that's been a problem for Gibbon. 8 in each quarter. Foul situation, Caleb Cranow has 2, nobody else with more than 1. The Buffaloes had 6 points in the first quarter, got 12 in the second. At the half, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, and 16 turnovers for Gibbon. We'll be back and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic. Connor Streit has 2 points. Brian Hoosman, 4 points, one rebound. Robbie Yoakum, 5 points and a rebound. Drew Butler leads the team with 10 points, three rebounds and one block. Alex Lees, 4 points and a rebound. David Squires, 4 points, three rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. I have that identical to Gibbon. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter and 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, but just 1 of 7 in the second, including 0 for their last 6. Turnovers, 1 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Brett James and Brian Hoosman. Kearney Catholic had 18 points in the first quarter, 11 points in the second quarter, and at the half, Kearney Catholic, 29 points, 9 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 5 turnovers. The 8th-ranked team in Class C1 and the number 2 seed here, Kearney Catholic, leads Gibbon at the half, 29-18. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all of your time. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of central Nebraska. We will be back with the second half right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here at Grand Island Northwest. As always, a big thanks to our many fine sponsors and to our wacky producer, Stacy Johns. Always appreciate her back at the studio. You're listening to the C19 Boys Sub-District Basketball Tournament on KKPR, FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Gibbon. And the World Wide Web is always at kkpr.com. Doug Duda here at Rosencrantz and Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading Gibbon 29-18. And here we go. Stars will inbound it, and Keegan Fitzgerald will get it up to Drew Butler. They try to get things going quickly here. Skip pass over the top of the zone to Fitzgerald. Right back over the top to Lease. Lease dribbles, penetrates, tries to lob it into the hands of Boosman, and it hit the side of the board. And out of bounds it goes, so Kearney Catholic turns it over on their opening possession. Gibbons got to get in the game here, keep it close, give themselves a chance in the fourth quarter. Stars changing up their pressure in the backcourt. Reinerton dribbles through it all. And then as he got across the timeline, Lease caught him and took it away up ahead to Butler for the layup, and it's good. Kearney Catholic seems to be scoring more in transition than they do in the half-court offense in this basketball game, and it's pretty simple. If Gibbon doesn't quit turning it over, it's going to be over quickly, and there's another turnover. Trying to get through the defense is Nick Fulmer. Gibbon right now is trying to dribble through the press instead of pass through it or around it. They had a little more, success is the word I'm looking for. In the second quarter, throwing around it as Lease gets it to Butler for an open three, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Hoosman has it blocked inside by Cranow. And Kearney Catholic is going to be able to pick it back up, try again for a jumper on the left baseline, hit the side of the board, no good. And Cranow will get the rebound, giving up the floor. Fulmer, they actually beat Kearney Catholic back for once, but did not attack. To Ben Felden, back up top to Reinerson. Again, Gibbon wants to keep the pace down, but right now Kearney Catholic has their biggest lead at 13. Lob it into Cranow. He makes some contact, but still hits the jumper. Caleb with his second bucket of the ball game, 31-20 Stars. 6.5 to go. Third quarter of play. Lease to the baseline, or to the high post, now to the baseline to Fitzgerald. Bounce pass through the legs of Reinerson up to Butler for a three. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Benfeld, and the Buffs are going to have to take advantage of the Stars' cold shooting from the outside because that's not going to continue, you wouldn't think. Cranow at midcourt gets it into the front court to Schuster. And Schuster will hold the ball. Wait to get this half-court offense set. They have to work for every single point they get. Benfeld up top, guarded by Butler in the man-to-man. Lease is guarding Riley Reinerson, who has yet to score in this basketball game. He comes out and gets the ball. Switch Butler's on him now. Looking for a pick. They just basically double-team him, and now he picks his dribble up. He's in trouble. Throws it to Cranow. Skip to the right side. Schuster. Open look on the way. Off the heel, no good. Rebound to David Squires. They got a good look that time, just couldn't finish it. Had a baseball pass to the other end. Hoosman, and there's a foul on Gibbons. Nick Fulmer just reached out and shoved him with both hands as he fell off balance. Again, the winner comes back Thursday to take on Minden. 57-40 winner over Wood River earlier tonight. And the ball comes in, almost tipped away there by Reinerson. They get it to the hands of Colling, who drives and kicks it off on the wing to Hoosman. The ball is tipped back out to Bryan for a gimme rebound to Lease. Lease trying to penetrate, now kicks it back out to Butler. get past to the baseline. Hoosman makes a heck of a catch out into the corner for the three. Calling, no good. Rebound brought down by Benfeld. He'll give it off to Fulmer into the front court. Fulmer to the wing. Reinertsen double teamed, and then he's fouled as they try to knock the ball away. And the foul is going to be on Alex Lease. That'll be his second. And the first of the half, Robbie Yoakum comes in for Kearney Catholic. Logan Rivera comes in for Gibbon. Rivera, really the only player with any success inside. He's got 10 of their 20 points. Carino has 4, so 14 of the 20 inside. Schuster on the high post, left elbow to Reinertsen. Spot up for a long three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. And then a late whistle here as a foul is called on Gibbon. The foul on Gibbon is on Cranow, his third. Second of the ball game, second half. Kearney Catholic with the basketball now. Reinertsen tries to put the pressure on the backcourt. They throw over the top of him, get it in the front court, left wing to Squires. Now right side, Lease attacks the hoop, in some traffic, and Cranow just got his fourth foul. That's the fourth personal foul on Caleb Cranow, and to the line to shoot two is going to be Alex Lease. Lease one of two at the line. He's hit a three-pointer for his 4 points. And getting set to check in will be Ryan Newyear. And the free throw by Lease is on the way and no good. So Newyear in. Cranow with the four fouls has to come out. Caleb, one of the handful of seniors on this team. He, Rivera, and James Witt, the only seniors on this ball club tonight. Second free throw now for Lease. On the way, and that one's in. And it's 32-20, Kearney Catholic, with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. Reinertsen trying to get around the double team, tries to back up, needs some help, might need a timeout. Rivera's open at the other end, had a timeout called. Boy, everybody was in the front court except Logan Rivera, and just as Riley Reinertsen went to check it to the other end, Gibbon called the timeout. It's a full-length timeout, 4:28 to go in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 32, Gibbon 20 on KKPR.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
.428 to go here in the third quarter of play. Gibbon has two timeouts remaining, and it is 32-20. Kearney Catholic with the lead. It is Gibbon basketball here. But as you can tell by the score, Kearney Catholic's defense giving the Buffaloes all kinds of fits. They have 17 turnovers in the ball game. As Schuster tries to bring the ball up the floor. Squires gets it his way, but he comes across the timeline. Still has the dribble, trying to avoid the double team. Now throws it into the corner to Benfeld. Benfeld needs some help back out to Schuster. Schuster still staying on the right side against the man-to-man off the pick. Still double teamed, and it's knocked out of bounds. Kearney Catholic, just the quicker team, and they are using that to their advantage throughout the night here. Even off the pick, the Stars are switching. They're making the good double teams off the picks, and Gibbon really not making passes off the picks. They're trying to dribble around and maybe get a shot. Not a lot of pick and roll looks. Reinertsen with the dribble, trying to get Rivera free. Gets him on the low block. Turnaround jumper off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Benfeld. And then a foul called on Kearney Catholic before he can make the shot. So it will be given basketball, and let's see who the foul on for the Stars. It's Tyson calling with his second foul of the half. Given ball, they want to throw it in. They'll box the lane here. See if they can get Reinerson open. They do underneath. Instead of him going for a three, they got him underneath the hoop, and another foul. And this is on Robbie Yoakum, his first. And coming out, Squires. Coming in, Brian Hoosman. Giving ball to throw it in. And they will try to lob it into Reinerson in the paint. Ball fake around Butler. Short little jumper. Missed it. And it goes out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. Riley Reinerson just can't find a way to get one to fall in. And Coach Don Lee saying, we got to quit giving them multiple opportunities because eventually they will score. Now they get it into Rivera on the low block, weak side. Turnaround jumper, no good. Got the rebound back up, no good. Still fighting for it. And now a jump ball between Rivera and Butler. And the arrow points the way of Gibbon. And this is what, the fifth time, the fourth inbounds play here on this trip down the floor for Gibbon. Ben felt to throw it in. Looking for Reinerson. Well, he threw it to him in the corner. He's double-teamed. They shouldn't have thrown it to him, and it's ripped out of his hands. He looks at the official. Where's the foul? Doesn't get one. Up the floor it comes, and Gibbon almost knocking it away. 32-20. Inside, Colling got free, lays it up and in. And it's 34-20, Kearney Catholic now, up by 14. 3:10 to go here in quarter number three, and Gibbon only has 2 points in the quarter. Reinerson picks his dribble up in the backcourt, then it's knocked out of his hands, and it's starting to fall apart here for Gibbon. Another Gibbon turnover. Right side, Colling drives the baseline around Rivera, kicks it into the wing. Here's a three by Butler off the iron once, twice, won't go. Rivera grabs the rebound and a foul called inside. Going to go against the Stars. Alex Lease with his third personal foul, fourth team foul. Kearney Catholic hit four of their first 7 3-pointers. They're 0 for their last 10. And that's why they only have 5 points in the quarter. And given ball against full court pressure. Benfelt throws it in. Gets it to Schuster. He's immediately knocked around. And the ball goes out of bounds off his leg. Gibbon turnover. That is the 20th of the ball game. Oh, no, they changed their mind. And now a foul. It's Gibbon ball and a foul on the inbounds. On Tyson Colling of Kearney Catholic with the grab. And Gibbon to throw it in. It's been a tough game to call. Inbounds pass is deflected away by Connor Streit. Now there is a turnover. And a three-pointer up and in by Drew Butler just that quickly. Snaps the 0-for-10 run. And it's 37-20, Kearney Catholic. And in transition, Gibbon tries to take it quickly to the other end and loses the handle. Turnover number 21. And Kearney Catholic now, just like they did in the first meeting, starting to put it away as they get it underneath the Hoosman. And a whistle and a foul is going to send Brian to the line. Foul is on Luke Schuster, his first, and going to the line for Kearney Catholic is going to be Hoosman, I think. Can't see through the official. And he'll get two free throws. The first one is on the way, and it's good. He's 3 of 3 at the line, has 5 points. The foul on Schuster, his first, and the team's fourth. But so far here in the third quarter, Kearney Catholic has outscored Gibbon 9-2. 2:21 to go in the third. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Hoosman perfect at the line, and into the ball game, Brett James. So James and Fitzgerald and Hoosman and Streit and Yoakum. Gibbon ball against the full court pressure. Into the ball game, Nick Fulmer is back. He gets it into Rivera, back to Fulmer. Fulmer tries to do the 360. Gibbon has to do so much work just to get into the front court. Riley Reinerson is on the bench catching a breather right now. Backdoor lob to Rivera. Good catch. He'll put it up and score. Logan Rivera finally able to get the score to move on the Buffaloes sideline, and it's 39-22, his 12th point. Bounce pass right side. Stars James dribbles out of the corner up to Yoakum. Yoakum double team, swings it left side, and now a skip pass over to James, who had to go track it down. Up to Yoakum, left side Fitzgerald, got an open three, and it's going to be short that time. Offensive rebound pulled down by the Stars, and Hoosman from Streit, the shot is no good, and the rebound brought down by Benfeld, I believe it was, and now a timeout by Gibbon, or is the ball knocked away? They're going to say the ball's knocked away and give it to Gibbon. Reinerson's going to re-enter the ball game here. 39-22, Kearney Catholic. I'll tell you, if Kearney Catholic wins this, we will see a lot different pace ball game on Thursday. Inbound to Rivera. Fakes the pass to Benfeld and throws it over to Schuster, who brings it into the front court. Luke crossover dribble working there on Connor Strife. Bounce pass up top. Reinerson. Fitzgerald went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Reinerson drives, tries to dump it inside to New Year, and it's deflected out of bounds. Given ball. 39-22, Kearney Catholic. A minute 16 to go in the third quarter. Back door. Oh, they had a man, but got it to him a little late. Now Schuster has to pass it up to Reinerson. Reinerson got tripped up at a foul. Going to be called on the Stars. It'll be given ball on the side. And the foul called on Keegan Fitzgerald, his second. Sixth team foul of the third quarter. Inbound pass comes to Rivera. He's going to drive a little off balance. No good. Benfeld got the rebound, and then another foul. Well, given if they can make free throws, can at least have a chance to get back into his basketball game. It's the third on Brett James. Coach Lease has not used a timeout yet. Sometimes he will use those to talk to his team, even when he has a good, significant lead like now. Instead, he's going to sub Squires in and take Yoakum out. Butler also set to check into the ball game. And coming out, James. 104, third quarter, 39-22, Kearney Catholic. Given just 4 points so far in this quarter. And Brett Benfeld goes to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is good. 5 points now for Benfeld. He's 3 of 4 at the line, 1 field goal. He does have 6 boards, 5 of them here in the third quarter. Second free throw now for Benfeld. Is on the way, and that's good. So 4 in a row for Brett. 39-24. Kearney Catholic with a minute to go in the third quarter as Butler trots the ball off the floor, then gets it to Fitzgerald. They're quickly in the front court. Keegan swings it over to Butler on the left wing. Double team. Back up top to Strike. Strike swings it right side. Fitzgerald. And I think Kearney Catholic is pulling the ball out here. Trying to spread the floor. And there's a foul on Reinerson. Riley bumping Drew Butler. And the second foul on Reinerson. 15 foul. He was trying to help Drew into the backcourt there, see if he can get the over and back call. Instead, the Stars will inbound at midcourt and get into that little crisscross game. It's not necessarily playing for the last shot, but they try to spread the floor, get a cutter through. Their version of the four corners. Over to Butler, 25 seconds to go in the quarter. High post to Squires, swings it right side. Just quick ball movement here. 20 seconds. 39-24, Kearney Catholic. And now they will hold the ball. Fitzgerald at midcourt. Fitzgerald drives right, throws it back across his body to Butler. 7 seconds. They're still a long way away. Fitzgerald, 5 seconds. Dribbles into the paint. Now brings it all the way in and missed the layup. Rebound by Brett Benfeld. And that's the end of the quarter. Fitzgerald made one too many moves on himself because as he started to put the layup up, it just rolled right down his arm. And he lost the handle. So at the end of three quarters of play, here are the boys' C-19 sub-district semifinal. It's Kearney Catholic 39 and Gibbon 24. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Down to the final quarter of this semifinal Thursday night, or Tuesday night on Classic Hits. We go to the fourth quarter of play, Kearney Catholic 39 and Gibbon 24, the Stars outscoring Gibbon 10-6 in that quarter. Arapahoe leading Shelton at the half, 30-17. The winner there gets Ravenna, who beat Burwell tonight. And Kearney Catholic starts the fourth quarter with a basketball. Dribbling in, Fitzgerald loses his footing and slips and turns the basketball over. That's just the eighth turnover for Kearney Catholic compared to 21 in the ball game for Gibbon. 12 points for Logan Rivera leads Gibbon in the backcourt, stolen away. Hoosman goes in and is fouled. Shot won't go. Another turnover for Gibbon. And at the line, Brian Hoosman, 4-4, has 6 points. The foul on Nick Fulmer is his third. Kearney Catholic is led tonight by Drew Butler. He's hit three threes. He's got 15. And after that, you got to go all the way down to 6 points for Brian Hoosman in this low-scoring game. And the first free throw by Hoosman is on the way, and it is going to roll over the rim and off. No good. Gibbon coming in 9-11, but winning just two of their last six ball games. One of those was over state-rated Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw is going to rattle off. No good. Logan Rivera with his 6-3 of the basketball game. 39-24. And again, Riley Reinerson has yet to score in the game for Gibbon. And now the pass deflected. Riley picks it up, gets into the paint, fires it over to Rivera. Good grab by him. Needs some help. Skip pass right side. Ball fake, drive it in. Schuster gives it to Benfelt. Nobody wants to shoot. Kicks it back to Reinerson. He'll dish it off to Benfelt. Tries to bounce his way inside. Clears some space. Forced the shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Butler. Knocked out of his hands. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. And checking in for the Stars, Alex Leese. Kearney Catholic, 5 of 18 from three-point land, 1 of 6 here in the second half. And for Gibbon, they've only attempted 3, I believe all by Reinertsen. A minute into the fourth quarter of play, 39-24, Kearney Catholic. Comfortable lead. They jumped out 18-6 after one quarter. It's not been any closer than 6 since that point. And it's been as much as 19. Stars now just spreading the floor. Well, they don't care. They've got the lead. Lease, good ball movement. Got around Rivera. Drive, shot no good. Rebound is going to be Gibbons. Tipped into the hands there of Fulmer. And Nick with his third board. Outlet pass to Schuster. Pushes it up the floor on Squires. Tries to get around the traffic and hand it off to Rivera at the top. Key back to Reinerson. Guarded by Butler. Trying to set a high pick and roll with Rivera. Instead, they'll swing it over for a three-pointer. Schuster, it's off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. It'll be given basketball. But the Buffaloes just aren't scoring tonight. They were beaten the first meeting between these teams 56-37. And they're not quite on that pace here. And a foul away from the ball. And it's going to go against Kearney Catholic. Goes against David Squires, his second. That is the eighth team foul. And Logan Rivera will go to the line for the first time this evening to shoot a 1-1. You're listening to Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Minden. Free throw, Rivera up and in. And the first point of the fourth quarter belongs to the Gibbon Buffaloes, 39-25. Second free throw, Rivera, 39-26. 14 points for Logan. And they'll try and put a little pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Try to get a sneaky quick steal. Didn't happen. And the Stars will get into the front court. Swing it right side to Squires. He's double-teamed. Skip pass over to Fitzgerald. Looked at the three. Now his bounce pass kicked by Reinertsen. And a reset here. Given ball. And they're going to take it out underneath the hoop. Stars will have Drew Butler to throw it in. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Into the corner, Hoosman is open, fires the three off the iron once, twice, three times, won't go. Squires is hammered on the rebound. Squires is headed to the line to shoot two. That might have left a mark or two on David, who has 4 points but came back early in the first quarter. The foul on Nick Fulmer is his fourth. Squires' first free throw is good. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 8 through three quarters from the line, identical to Gibbon. Back into the ball game now for the Gibbon Buffaloes is going to be Ryan Milks and Caleb Cranow. Cranow has 4 fouls, so does Nick Fulmer. For Kearney Catholic, they've got 3 players with 3 as Squires makes the second one. Colling, James, and Elise all have 3 fouls for Kearney Catholic. 41-26 Stars, the teams have exchanged free throws. Rivera is wide open at the other end, but they can't get it to him because of the pressure on the ball. With it is Milks. Hands it off to Rivera. Rivera back up top. It goes to Schuster. Ben Peltz on the bench catching a breather. Schuster drives, and on the double team, we got another reach-in foul on Kearney Catholic. Been a long game. As the foul goes on Keegan Fitzgerald, his third. And at the line to shoot a one-and-one is going to be Luke Schuster. So Schuster at the line, ready to fire it away. Puts it up, and pretty flat, no good. Rebound brought down by David Squires. And Squires will give it to Butler. They'll clear things out. Butler, long pass into the front court, right corner. Kicks it back out, Squires. Three-pointer off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Schuster. He's got it with some momentum up the floor to reach in foul from behind on Kearney Catholic. The foul is the 10th on the Stars. And so two shots coming up. But Kearney Catholic just keeps trying to steal the ball. And that's the fourth foul on Tyson Colling. And the free throw is no good, though, by Schuster. Luke has now missed his last three after making the first two, and Fitzgerald checks in. Second free throw now for Schuster. On the way, and it's dancing no good. Squires with his seventh rebound. 41-26, Kearney Catholic, 5:10 to go in this basketball game. Squires into the left-hand corner to Lease. Gibbon trying to change that defense up with a little Kearney Catholic look, a matchup. So we get right side Fitzgerald. It's still a zone, but they're trying to get out and double-team the ball when they can. Lease to the high post, got in the air, jump pass backwards to Butler for three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound to the Stars and laid right back up and in by Brian Hoosman. First field goal of the fourth quarter. We played over 3 minutes. It's 43-26, and Gibbon and loses the ball again in the backcourt. Short jumper Stars won't go. Rebound Ryan Milks. Milks is not having any luck bringing the ball up the floor. It's punched out of his hands again. But Gibbon will inbound the ball. Gibbon to throw it in here against full court pressure to Reinertsen. And Reinertsen dribbled it out of bounds. Stars continuing to put pressure on the ball and continuing to have success. That is the 24th turnover of the game for Gibbon. Earlier tonight, Wood River had 32 against Minden, so that kind of tells you the defenses that we're going to see go against each other, it looks like, on Thursday night with Minden and Kearney Catholic. Stars currently up 17. Lease, jump pass right corner, Fitzgerald. Stars content to move the ball in a little four-corner look here, let that clock tick away. Right side with it is Fitzgerald. They're trying to make Gibbon come out and play man-to-man. Fitzgerald dribbling around, throws it over on the left wing. And all the Stars are doing right now is killing some clock. Bounce pass comes through. Right baseline, no shot, even though Hoosman had a good look. 3:50 to go. And Gibbon trying not to get baited in here. It's got to be a little bit frustrating for Gibbon right here. They're so young trying to catch up to this team. And finally a three-pointer is up and in by Brian Hoosman. 11 points for Hoosman in the basketball game. And the Stars now up by 20, 46-26. And Kearney Catholic may back the pressure off now for the rest of the basketball game. As Reinertsen in the front court trying to use the pick there from Cranow. Pick and roll into Caleb. Caleb tries to force the jumper, and he's going to get bailed out with a foul, forcing it through the double team. And let's see who it's on, Lease or Butler. The foul's on Drew Butler. That'll be his first personal foul. And he's got two free throws coming up for Caleb Cranow. Cranow with no trips to the foul line yet. And the left-handed free throw is on the way and in. 5 points for Cranow. Coach Don Lease trying to get an explanation from head official Todd Rosno. And again, it's a little tricky situation. You don't want to get your fire up because you're going to have the same crew on Thursday night. And, of course, Stars have seen these guys quite a bit this year and, of course, over the years. Second free throw by Cranow is up and in. So Caleb hits them both, and that makes it 46-28. 3:12 to go in the game. Stars up by 18 and playing keep away again. Butler guarded up top by Reinertsen. Crossover gets by him off the pick. Brings it all the way to the rack. Oh, Rivera got way up and got a hand on it. And Gibbons going to come out of there with a basketball. Logan Rivera skying up there. And now as they come the other way, Reinerson's long outlet pass was going to be underneath to Schuster for a layup, but he stepped out of bounds on the sideline. And Gibbon turned it over. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. And this has been a pretty unusual ball game for Kearney Catholic. They've had some comfortable wins this year, but I'm trying to look here. They held a really sick Loop City team, an overmanned Loop City team, to 21. But outside of that, at 37 to Gibbon, I mean, everybody else usually scores a few more. 37 to Elm Creek, 37 to Wood River, 37 to Gibbon. So they're going to be putting up one of their lowest outputs of the season defensively. And now a foul going to be called on the Gibbon Buffaloes that will send Alex Lees to the line to shoot a 1-1. And it's on Nick Fulmer, and that will be his fifth personal foul. Did not score tonight, had three rebounds, and Nick will foul out with 2:32 to go, and Ben Felt will check in. Gibbon has not been to the state basketball tournament since 1981 and only one time since 64. They just always have been in a tough, tough subdivision. It's not like Kearney Catholic's been to state a lot. Their last trip was 5 years ago as Lease puts it up and in. Makes it 47-28. Minden has been there three straight years trying to make it four. Second free throw, Lease up and in. 48-28, Kearney Catholic with 2.5 to go in the game. Reinertsen brings it up the floor, trying to get away from Butler. Good crossover dribble on him. Drives, dishes it off to Crane out. Caleb can't grab it cleanly, and it's turned over. Fast break the other way. Lease with it, 3-on-2. Swings it over to the right side to Hoosman. Out to the trailer, Butler, who's got an open look at a three, and it's nothing but net for Drew Butler. His fourth three of the ball game, and a game high, 18 points. 51-28, given just 10 points in the second half. And another foul away from the ball. This on Kearney Catholic. David Squires, his third foul, and Kearney Catholic going to bring in five new faces here in between free throws from Cranow. Hit a couple earlier in the quarter, has 6 points in the basketball game. And the free throw by Cranow. Lefty squares it up, fires it, and it's short. And in for Gibbon will be the third senior, James Witt. And in for Kearney Catholic, here comes Matt Moore, Brett James, Connor Streit, Eric Long, and Isaac Richter. Also getting set to check in for Gibbon will be Dakota Kenton. I think he's coming in for Cranow. Free throw up, and it will not go. Eric Long grabs the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. 51-28 Stars. With a minute 50 to go, Brett James brings the ball into the front court to Strike. Dribbles to the right side and gives it off to Richter. Back out between the circles to Moore. See how some of these younger kids will do here. And, gosh, they're all young. Sophomores all over the place. Richter gets it inside to James. Runs right into Witt. Has to give it back out. High post. They get it to Long. Right wing, James. James has a seam. Comes in and runs into Cranow, who swats it out of there. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to belong to Gibbon. And into the ball game comes Jared Dorzinski and Dakota Kenton. And that's going to be it for Benfeld and Cranow with a minute 23 to go. Logan Rivera looks like he's played his final minutes as a senior as well. So Rivera and Cranow and Witt, the seniors, playing their final game here, it looks like, for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Reinertsen brings it up, gives it off to Dorzinski. He'll get it over to Luke Schuster on the right wing. Minute 10 to go. Schuster gets open, fires from the free throw line. No good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Dorzinski. And a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Witt kept that alive. And the foul is on Brett James, his fourth. And two free throws coming up now for the freshman, Jared Dorzinski, who just got out of the ball game. So looking to get his name in the scorebook. And the first of two free throws is on the way and in. Gibbon with just two field goals in the entire second half. The rest free throws. Checking in for Gibbon is Derek Kroll. Second free throw, Dorzinski short. Ball is going to be grabbed by Eric Long. A minute to go in the game, 51-29. Kearney Catholic, it was 29-18 at the half. James into the front court to Moore. Moore finds Strike. 50 seconds to go. High post long. Right back to Strike. Good handoff down the middle of the lane. Lays it up and in. Second bucket of the game for Connor Strike. Up the floor quickly. Here comes Gibbon. Schuster has it on the right wing. Pulls up. Takes a 12-footer. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Kenton throws it back up. It won't go. Still loose. And Kearney Catholic has it. Eric Long again will grab the rebound. And up the floor they come. Richter's going to be fouled and score. The foul on Kenton. And a chance for a three-point play here for Isaac Richter. And Richter came down a little awkward into that padding behind the wall. He might have stepped on an ankle, but he's going to try and grit his teeth and go to the line. Back in Ryan Milks, and Schuster will check out. Yoakum's going to come back in for Kearney Catholic. Yeah. They were going to bring Yoakum in to shoot the free throw. Richter says, I'm okay. That's what I'd have said, too. If I only get to play a minute a night, I'm okay. I'll shoot it granny style if I have to. Richter puts the free throw up, and it hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by James Witt. Into the hands of Dorzinski with 20 seconds to go. 55-29, largest lead of the night for Kearney Catholic. They've held Gibbon to 11 points in the second half. Up top with it is Milks. 10 seconds to go. They need to get a shot. Dorzinski to Kenton. Back over to Milks. 5 seconds to go. Up top, Dorzinski. 2 seconds. 1 second. He'll get a shot at the horn. Off the heel. No good. And that is the end of the basketball game. The final score, Kearney Catholic 55 and Gibbon 29. That's the lowest output of the year for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Held to 29 points, the second lowest output defensively for Kearney Catholic. So it'll be Kearney Catholic and Minden for the sub-district championship coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And then the winner will have to take on either Ord, Ainsworth, or O'Neill in the district final. Ainsworth and O'Neill playing right now. Ord defeated Valentine earlier tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with the numbers and a chat with Coach Don Lee on the Visco Sports postgame show right after this.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
And welcome back to Northwest High School. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we get ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports wants you to see them before the games begin, a great selection to choose from. You'll be better equipped for the games you play, whether it's basketball, wrestling, track, soccer, baseball, softball. They've got all the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in this basketball game. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, they had a total of just four players get in the, make it five players get in the scorebook here this evening. And leading the way was senior Logan Rivera. He had a big second quarter to try and get things going here for this ball club, but just not enough offense tonight, obviously, for Gibbon. He had 14 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block shot. Jared Dozinski, 1 point, 1 rebound. Brett Benfeld, 6 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen did not score in the game tonight, and I'm sure that was what Coach Don Lees wanted for the Stars was to slow him down. I don't know that he would have ever imagined they could have shut him out. 1 rebound for Reinertsen. Nick Fulmer, 3 rebounds. Ryan Milks, a rebound. Luke Schuster had 2 points and a rebound. Dakota Kenton had a rebound. Ryan Newyear, a rebound. Caleb Cranow, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. And James Witt had one rebound in the basketball game. 9 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 7 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in each half. Turnovers for Gibbon, 16 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Gibbon had 18 points at halftime, 11 in the second half, and the Buffaloes finish with 29 points, 26 rebounds, 11 out of 19 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from three-point land, 3 blocked shots and 26 turnovers, as Gibbon will finish the season at 9-12 and say goodbye to seniors Logan Rivera, Caleb Cranow, and James Witt. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the ball game for the Kearney Catholic Stars. They had 8 players score in the ball game this evening. Tyson Colling had 2 points. Connor Streit, 4 points, 1 rebound. Brian Hoosman ended up with 11 points, 4 rebounds. Robbie Yoakum, 5 points, 1 rebound. Drew Butler was the leading scorer in the game tonight with 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block. Alex Lee, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Eric Long, 3 rebounds. Isaac Richter had 2 points, and David Squires, 6 points, and a team-high 7 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 7 of 11 in the second half. For the Stars, 3-point shooting, they were 4 of 13 in the first half of play, and they were 3 of 11 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 3 in the second. Kearney Catholic had 29 points at halftime, scored 26 more in the second half, and the Stars finished with 55 points, 23 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 7 of 24 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 8 turnovers as the Stars improved to 17-6 on the season with a 55-29 win over Gibbon, and they will advance on to take on the Minden Whippets in the district final or sub-district final on Thursday night. We'll try and track down Coach Don Leese and be back right after this timeout.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Couple of other scores that we had from earlier tonight. It was Ravenna downing Burwell by a score of 60-33. And in that same C2 district over at Kearney Catholic, Arapahoe led Shelton at the half 30-17. Also tonight on the other side of this district, Ord defeated Valentine 66-52. And currently Ainsworth is taking on O'Neill in the other side of this district. We'll be back, see if we can get Coach Lease to join us right after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Again, recapping what happened here tonight at Northwest High School. Game one, Minden was shooting just 27% in the first half. But opened it up in the second half. They were tied with Wood River 16-16 at halftime. And then Minden hit 4 3-pointers in the third quarter, scored 27 points, outscored Wood River 27-11 in the third. And that was the difference of the ball game, 57-40. Minden won it, 19 points for Carson Bloom, 15 of those in the second half, 15 points for Derek Kissinger, 10 points, 6 boards, and 2 blocks for Ben Peterson. Wood River had Riley Egger lead them with 11.7 rebounds, Cooper Wissing 9.6 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. Wood River ends the year at 12-11. Minden goes to 19-2. And again here, Gibbon just couldn't get anything going offensively in this basketball game, down 11 at the half, only scored 11 points in the second half, and fell to Kearney Catholic 55-29. Logan Rivera led the way with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Kearney Catholic got 18 points, 5 rebounds, and a block from Drew Butler. 11 points for Brian Hoosman, the only two players in double figures tonight for Kearney Catholic. Well, it doesn't look like Coach Lease is going to make his way this way. I know the locker room here at Northwest, they got the one all the way to the other side of the school. So he's got the win tonight. He'll move on. The Stars will to take on the Minden Whippets, and we'll have it for you. 6:50 pregame tip-off at 7 o'clock Thursday night here on Classic Hits. Also Friday, girls district basketball here on Classic Hits. Ravenna Crofton from Columbus Lakeview tips at 7, and Amherst Kennesaw can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And again, all games that we broadcast are on the web, kkpr.com. Doesn't matter if they're on Classic Hits. Any of the games in Kearney and Hastings you can find, and we'll bring those to you. And if you're headed home, you can switch over to the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings St. Cecilia is currently taking on St. Paul on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see them before the games begin. Misco Sports opens 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Don Lease has made it into the locker or into the gym here, and we're going to try and pull him away from the paper guy, our buddy Bob Godringer over from the Grand Island Independents. And since he's made it in here, we'll get a couple of quick comments from Coach Lease before we have to wrap things up on this Tuesday evening. And we'll get the coach lined up here after their 17th win of the basketball season. And, Coach, your defense came out, shut down Riley Reinertsen, held him to nothing tonight, and made him turn the basketball over. It was enough to win a game that Gibbon wanted to keep at a slow pace.
Yep, and it was a slow pace. It was, you know, it's like I told the guys, you know, the biggest thing is you move on, guys. It wasn't pretty. You know, this time of year we don't get anything for style points or anything like that. It's just a matter of moving on and trying to do some things. Our defense was, you know, outstanding. Our shooting percentage might have been one of the worst ones again. Excuse me. But, you know, you know, they're 1-3-1 gives us a little bit of fits on some things. We, you know, at times we had some wide open looks, and you know, we just couldn't knock them down. And you know, as Slekta was here and goes, why can't you guys do that against us? You know, instead of shooting 12 or 25 from 3-point range.
7-24 tonight. You hit enough of them early to get a cushion there, and then it seemed like a lot of the turnovers that you created led to either buckets or fouls and some free throw opportunities tonight.
Yeah, you know, and that was one of our main goals, to try to put as much pressure as we could on them, and trying to get them rattled as much as we could. And, you know, I thought we did that tonight. Rivera snuck in and got some easy baskets for it. But, you know, it's like I told our assistant coaches, you got to give up something, you know, when we're trapping and stuff, and they throw it deep a few times on us, and got an easy bucket here and there. But, you know, we did a very good job defensively, you know, keeping the ball, you know, and putting as much pressure on Riley as we possibly can, because I watched three different films where he went off for 20 to 40 points.
Well, I'm guessing this is not the kind of style we're going to see on Thursday. Wood River wanted to slow it down a little bit against Minden, and Gibbon wanted to do that against you guys. But let's preview the game on Thursday with Minden. You got a lot of fine athletes out there.
Yeah, you know, and it's both teams like to play, you know, a good tough man to man and do some run and jump defenses and stuff. You know, I think it's going to be one of those games that, you know, if they get off to a good start, they got some great shooters. We're going to have to make sure that we're defending one of the best shooting teams that we've played, as far as, you know, being able to hit from different spots and a lot of different players. And, you know, they can step out and hit the three, you know. So we're just going to have to be ready to play, you know, an outstanding basketball game Thursday night. You know, we can't turn the ball over. We can't have mental mistakes. You know, and just come out here and, you know, play basketball and do what we do best.
Winners of 9 of your last 10, the only loss to the number one team in C2. So it seems like the team continues to play its best basketball of the year.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we want to do, is this time of year to, you know, play your best basketball. And, you know, I think Minden's probably playing their best basketball of the year right now, too. So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, both teams are going to come out, you know, on Thursday, and we're going to get after it. We're going to toss it up and see how things go. You got any other scores?
I know that Ord won, and I was trying to get one on Ainsworth. That's about all I know. Ravenna won tonight handily, so that's a C2 game. But outside of that, C1, that's what we know. And okay. I know some questions from the fans will come out to both coaches, you and Coach Lovin, about a wild card. Somebody's going to have to cross their fingers, because this is two good basketball teams are going to be playing on Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, and I don't think either one of us can get a wild card, Doug. So it's a situation where, you know, it's a state tournament game for us, you know, basically for both teams, because, you know, you win, you move on. If you don't, you root the other one on for, you know, we can see how far they can go and stuff. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we're going to have to come out and play one of our best basketball games of the season.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you on Thursday night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Don Lease, head basketball coach. And as we told you, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you on Thursday.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.